Akulire dwalire kulu erye jinja Dr. Alfred Yayi ayagala government yegwanga Uganda yongere omutindo gw'ebikozesebwa omuli n'ebizimbe ku dwaliro lino kyongere okuyambako mu kutereezaamu ku mutindo n'obuweereza. Dr. Alfred Yayi agamba nti ebifo byonna abasawo mwe bakolera bitono ddala kyokka ng'ate n'omuwendo gw'abalwadde gweyongera buli olukya okuva mu bitundu eby'enjawulo okwetooloola eggwanga. Anokodde ensonga ya bifo awatuukira abalwadde oba biyite ebya emergency ng'agamba nti ekifo kino tekimalirako ddala n'akatono kubanga bangi ku balwadde abatuusibwawo oluusi babeera bamaze okufuna obubenje era nga beetaaga okufiibwako mu ngeri ey'enjawulo ate ng'ekifo kigazi bulungi ekimala.
There are still more equipment that we need and we will continue to plan for those, especially for the new services such as neurosurgery and the renal dialysis and the others that we want to bring on board. Now, on the infrastructure, we have a challenge with space, working space, especially in accident and emergency, and the OPD generally. We have limited space there. In accident and emergency, we have room there only to fit in 16 beds, but we get most times between 20 to 30 clients through there per day. And therefore, when there are big accidents along this road, road traffic accidents, we get overwhelming numbers, sometimes even up to 50, 100. So the space there cannot handle such numbers. We normally even have others in the corridors and so on. So the space remains a big issue.
Ku nsonga y'omukka ogussibwa era ogwo oguyambako okuwanirira obulamu bw'abalwadde mu ddwaliro ogwa oxygen agambye nti kyetaagisa okuzimbayo ekifo ekinaayambako mu kuteekateeka omukka guno okukendeeza ku nsimbi ezisaasaanyizibwa eddwaliro.
I want to admit that our new oxygen plant ran out of service and at the moment we are not able to run it because it needs to be serviced before we can continue producing oxygen. So at the moment we collect oxygen from Namambe and it is quite costly. We have already engaged the Minister of Health and the Global Gases Group that are responsible for the servicing, and why they have delayed to service is that there are spares they needed which were imported from outside. That's basically what has delayed, but they have informed me that the spares have now come any moment. They are going to be here in Jinja to repair and service our equipment, and then we shall resume oxygen production. We have to go in the quarry twice a week from Namambe, but our consumption is quite high. So whatever we bring, in 2-3 days is finished, so we have to go back. That's the part of it.